Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs in this area. Outside this area, I might be able to help as well. I certainly have connections to realtors all around the country, so let me know. And especially if you enjoy this content, please subscribe. If you're on YouTube, I'm going to try to point to where the little button is to subscribe. Please do that. Any podcast platform you're using, you can subscribe on all of those. And just like the show. If you're on YouTube, hit the little thumbs up button. Like it. Takes 1 second. I'd appreciate it if you guys could do that. And that's all I ask. Use me as your realtor. Like the show. Subscribe. That's it. If you do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Today, we're going to be doing an episode that we do every year. And that is the mid-year review of my bold predictions for this year. Okay, so at the end of 2025 / beginning of 2026, I made bold predictions for what was going to happen this year. Today, we get to do the mid-year look at how those bold predictions have gone. And I like doing this not just to have an episode that I can record that's an easy one to record. There is some value, obviously, in being able to have a few things along the way that are predictable, whereas a lot of my episodes are just what's happening. And, you know, quite frankly, sometimes I get to Monday morning when I typically record these and I don't have an episode queued up and I'm like, what am I going to do next? So it's nice to have one like this that I do every single year, but it's also a good exercise. It's not just something that I do just to fill the air. It actually does show us just how much has changed in the 6 month period of time. And 6 months in the world of real estate is a tremendously long amount of time. A lot changes. And one thing I always tell you guys when I do my bold predictions is that these bold predictions are assuming nothing cataclysmic happens during the year. No pandemics, no wars, nothing crazy. And I hate to say it, but as I'm recording this, we are in the middle of a war. That was not happening when these bold predictions were originally made. So there is that. That being said, I do think that there's still a lot of interesting little tidbits here. And I feel fairly good about my bold predictions thus far. So let's just dive right in. I've got my bold predictions up here on a monitor above me. And here is my first bold prediction. These are not in a particular order. These are just in the order that I did them in. So my first bold prediction was that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage would go into the fives at some point this year per Mortgage News Daily, but wouldn't go below 5.65% at any point during this year. So I'm going to screen share here so you guys can actually see Mortgage News Daily. And here you go. Sorry, I've just got to move some Zoom. Puts all sorts of things around that I have to move around in order to see. All right, so here is Mortgage News Daily. If you're looking on YouTube, you can see where January is going through July. I'm recording this on July the 6th, 2026. And guess what? I did get what I needed just barely on July 23rd and also, sorry, not July 23rd, on February 23rd and February 27th. Per Mortgage News Daily, mortgage rates dropped to 5.99%. Ever since then, they've been on the rise and they've kind of been plateauing in this like 6.4 to 6.7 range since then. And so I think for the most part, I pretty much nailed this one and I have no reason to believe that this one is not going to end up being accurate. And this was a bold prediction. There are a lot of people predicting on either sides of what I predicted here, that either mortgage rates would not go into the fives at all, or that they would go into the low fives. I said they would go into the fives, but they would not go below 5.65. And at the moment, 5.99 is our lowest of the year, and it looks pretty safe to say that that's going to hold. All right, my second bold prediction is that the median sales price would rise 2 to 5% for the year. Now, we need to go to the monthly indicators here for a second. I need to explain something to you guys for those that are longtime listeners of this show. These monthly indicators, we do not yet have for the month of May. And we're in July. As you guys know, they typically come out the middle of the month after. So the May's statistics should have come out mid-June. We are now in July. We still don't have them. And I know why. The reason is because we get these from the showing service called Showing Time. I don't know why, but that is who we get these numbers from. And they've not gotten it to us yet. And it's that simple. This is not a Greenville-specific phenomenon. This is in the entire state of South Carolina. And I think it might be in other states as well. And so I've got some old data here. But as we did last month, going through these statistics and the monthly indicators, I also have access to InfoSparks, which gives me some real-time data as well. But long story short, if we look at the median sales price, okay, because that's what I said. I said it would rise 2 to 5% for the year. Here's what we have. January was a 2.7% increase, okay? Right in line with what I was predicting. February, negative 0.6. Nowhere near what I predicted. March, positive 2.9%. Okay, that's looking good. April, no increase, 0%. It stayed flat at 315,000. Now, again, I just said we don't have the numbers for either May or June yet, but I've got InfoSparks here. So let's see what InfoSparks says. May 2026, the median price point was 325. That was up from 320. That's a little more than 1%. So that's not helpful for my prediction. June was at 330,900. And June of 2025 was 330,000. So that's only an increase of 900. That's barely above 0%. So at the moment, I still think that this prediction could happen. We could have the median sales price rise on average 2 to 5% for the year, but we are certainly not trending that way. Currently, we've only had 2 months out of six that have hit that number, right? 2 out of 6? Let me go back to earlier. Yeah, only 2 out of 6 have hit that number. We need to really reverse that trend in the second half of the year in order for me to hit that one. I'm not confident at the moment that we're going to see sales, median sales prices rise into that 2 to 5% range for the year of Greenville. It's looking more like 0 to 2%. But we'll check back on that in 6 months and we'll see what happens. All right, my number three prediction was that inventory would continue to increase, but month supply won't go any higher than 4.7 months. And I put after revisions. We no longer have those sorts of revisions happening, which is nice. Showing Time has gotten better with their data. And there's a second part of this. All right, so let's just start with the first part. So inventory will continue to increase, but month supply won't go above 4.7. All right, let's look at InfoSparks again because it's the most accurate that we've got right now. Actually, no, we can't go to InfoSparks. I apologize. We're going to just have to use lagging data here. Because InfoSparks and the monthly indicators I typically work off of, they have very different numbers when it comes to inventory for some reason. All right, so inventory will continue to increase, but month supply won't go up more than 4.7. So inventory has continued to increase, which you can see quite a bit. And it there's no sign of that slowing down at the moment. Month supply, nowhere near 4.7, okay? And I don't see that changing once we get the May or June numbers. If you go to InfoSparks, InfoSparks has it at actually going down for the month of June. And so so that's interesting. So I think the first half of that prediction, I feel pretty good about. But the second half, which I haven't read yet, I said eventually we will see year-over-year decreases in total inventory. And so it was total inventory was accelerating in April. We have the monthly indicators. Now, let me go back to total inventory and InfoSparks here. All right, homes for sale. It is starting to go down in the month of June. That's just standard seasonality happening. Although it is interesting that seasonality did not happen. So last year, inventory continued to climb all the way through October. Okay. So we're seeing it going down in the month of June. It's very possible I could get the second half of this prediction as well, right? So what we would need to see is we would need to see this continue to climb down. So currently, according to InfoSparks, inventory in June was 62.12 at the end of that month. We would need to see inventory really dip back into the fives. And if it did that, then we could see a year-over-year decrease in inventory for either August, September, or October. Those are going to be the months to look out for there. My number four prediction, unrelated to any kind of statistical kind of thing, but I said that Greenville County would start discussing major Airbnb restrictions and or taxes on the county level. I did a whole show about this recently. And the long story short is they haven't come right out. At least I need to double check. They may have already come right out and said that this is going to happen. Right now they're just studying Airbnb, you know, what they should do as far as Airbnbs countywide. There is just about no scenario in which that prediction doesn't hit. The county is in fact, as of right now, I think more or less I could say that I was correct on that just based on what the county council has said thus far. But we'll see if we can get a clearer quote by the end of the year. But I feel pretty good about that right now. Number five, I said the spread between the five-year ARM and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage would go over a percentage point or over 100 basis points at some point this year. And I based that off of this website here. Bankrate has a nice little breakdown. So you can see the 5-1 ARM at 6.27%, the 30-year is at 6.54. Nowhere near 100 basis points or one percentage point spread between those two. Now, here's the thing. The reason why is because the 5-year ARM is tied directly to the Fed funds rate. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage is tied directly to the 10-year yield. And so, or at least indirectly to the 10-year yield. And so what I thought was going to happen is I thought we were going to have some rate cuts this year and that the 10-year yield, the bond market, was not going to agree with that. And so the 10-year yield was going to stay kind of more stable as the Fed dropped rates. And that has all changed with the war. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. The war has called additional inflation. The war in Iran has caused additional inflation, which now has people thinking that the Fed might actually increase rates this year. Very good possibility. And so we're seeing some weird things happening here. So we are actually very close. I checked this just a few months ago before the war was in full swing, and we were, I want to say the 5-1 ARM was like 5.4, something like that, and the 30-year fixed rate was like 6.2 or something like that. So we were pretty close at one point to that spread being a percent point, but I think the likelihood of that happening at this point is very, very unlikely. Okay, number six. I predicted there would be no major uptick in foreclosures and short sales. And so we have to compare this to 2025. Now, this is not, I don't get this data from, from the market stats or anything like that. I get this data. I have to pull this data directly from the MLS myself. So last year, 2025, there were, at least when I pulled this data, 74 foreclosures and 50 short sales. And then I bumped those up because I did this before the end of the year. You know what? Actually, let's just do it this way. I didn't plan to do this, but I'm going to actually just tell you guys exactly how many foreclosures and short sales that there were for 2025. Gonna pivot on the show here for a moment. All right. Y'all can watch me in real time if you're looking on YouTube here, all the exciting stuff that I'm doing. All right. So we had 17,896 total sales. Let me write that down for 2025. How many of those were foreclosures? 65 foreclosures. How many were short sales? 23 short sales. All right. So that's 88. 88 total foreclosures and short sales out of a total of 17,896 closings. That comes out to 0.49%. Okay, 0.49%. I'm just writing that down. So not 4.9%, less than 1%, less than 0.5%, 0.49%. All right, now let's pull the same information, but I could have just done last year. Haha, silly me. All right, now let's just do it for this year. Okay, so this year there has been 9,290 closings year to date. Again, I'm recording this on July 6th, so we have a few more days in here. I should probably do this through, let me do this through the end of June, just so that we're being fair, give it exactly half the year. All right, 9,179, the total number of closings from January through the end of June. That's better too, because sometimes realtors are late in recording closings. They should have had a week to record a closing by this point. We should be at good shape. All right, so let's see here. 32 foreclosures is what we have year to date. Again, these are closings, foreclosure closings, and 10 short sales. So that takes us to 42 total. And let me do the math real quick on that. So we have 42 total foreclosures and short sales, and 9,179 total closings. That comes out to 0.45%. Just writing that down. 0.45%. So my prediction is that there wouldn't be a major uptick in foreclosures or short sales. There is basically a downtrend right now, right? We're currently on track for 84 foreclosures and short sales, as opposed to last year we had 88, and we're currently on track for it to make up 0.45% of the housing market, as opposed to 0.49% last year. So not only has there not been a major uptick, that we're actually seeing a decrease in foreclosures and short sales. That's very, very important. If you're an investor, this is part of why I do this sort of looking into all of the stuff, because I have investors that are very interested in this sort of data. Are we seeing things like foreclosures and short sales on the rise? And not from the standpoint of closings. No, not from the standpoint of closings. All right. Housing Affordability Index. This is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is my seventh prediction here. Seventh bold prediction for 2026 was that housing affordability would return to 100 at some point in time during the year, per the Housing Affordability Index. That just means that the median family can afford the median priced home, and that's exactly what happened. Now, what's unfortunate is that all of this data got readjusted, and so it actually doesn't look like a very bold prediction, because we had several months in the month of, towards the end of 2025, that also surpassed 100 on the Housing Affordability Index. So I don't know what to do about that, but I was correct on that one. It is what it is. All right, number 8, new construction will remain cheaper than existing homes for the majority of 2026. And whenever I talk about cheaper or anything like that, we're always talking about from the standpoint of median sales price, all right? And that's not the perfect metric, but it is the best one that we have. And I've got InfoSparks pulled up here, which is by far the best way to pull this data. And you can see the magenta line is new construction. The top dark blue line is existing homes. and the entire year so far, new construction median has been below the existing home median. And so it's cheaper to buy. You can find, or I should say, it's easier to buy a cheaper new construction home right now than it is to buy a cheaper existing home. That is the reality of the situation. And that is what the data bears out. And I said the majority of 2026, we need one more month and we're already at the majority. So I feel very, very good. Six out of 12 months so far, new construction median has been below the existing home sales median. I'm fairly confident we're going to get at least one more month of that, especially looking at where this is trending. Because right now, the existing home median for June 2026 was $347,500, and new construction was $315,000. That's a $32,000 spread and change. It's going to be hard for new construction to close that gap. We'd have to see. Really, new construction has been hovering kind of down, in the low to mid 300s for quite some time. We would need to see the existing home sales median come down in order for that to happen. And usually, so last year, the peak was the month of July. The year before that, the peak was June. But those months still, in recent history, those summer months, existing home sales have still trended above new construction in terms of the median price point. So I feel pretty good. I'm quite confident I'm going to hit on that one. Number nine, number of showings until a home is under contract will increase to an average of 8+ showings for the year. Let's see here. Showings until a home is under contract. All right. So that would be shows to pending. Change this to the average. Let me get rid of all construction types. And I said that it will increase to an average of 8+. So I actually must have meant based on the median. And based on the median, sorry, messed up for a second there. I didn't write down in my notes whether I was doing median or average, but pretty clear based on the data that I meant the median. And so for most of 2025, we were down around 7. We did end up at 8 for the month of December. I didn't have that data, I think, at the time that I recorded the Bold Predictions episode. January went up to 9. February went to 8. March to 7. May to 7. And then June went back up to 8 showings before being under contract. And so what does that mean? Okay, why does that matter? Well, you can look at if I pull out the data and look at when things were really hot. From 2021 through 2023, we had a much higher median showings to pending, right? Frequently in the double digits. It crested at 13 in March of 2022. And so that's an indicator of a somewhat healthy market, or at least a hotter market. I should say it that way. Healthy. That was not a healthy market. For me to pretend like 2021 through 2023 was healthy. Sorry, I misspoke there. Not a healthy market. It's a sign of a hotter market, okay? And so I put that we'll need to have an average of 8+ showings for the year. And again, I think I meant to say median. Probably the average of the median is how I'm going to have to interpret this. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that episode, what I actually said. Literally, I'm going to have to do that. But I came prepared. I even looked at all of this ahead of time to make sure. I'm not winging this episode, but that was one that I clearly needed to look a little bit more closely at. But at the moment, it looks pretty good that we're gonna hit that number. All right, two-bedroom homes. I said my 10th and final prediction, two-bedroom homes will lose value and four-bedroom homes will see a greater than 4% increase in median sales price. All right, let's go back to the median sales price. This time, break it out by bedroom count. I said two-bedroom homes will lose value. The jury is still out. So if you're looking at my chart, if you're looking at InfoSparks, the magenta line is the two-bedroom homes. The top orange line is the four bedrooms or more. And the magenta line very well could end up being lower year over year. So we ended December, let's see here, December 25 ended with two-bedroom homes being having a median of 220,000. And the median right now is 207,500. Okay, now I'm not factoring any seasonality into that. So understand that very well could change. But the four bedroom homes are currently trending at 412,000 and change. And that is the highest that four bedroom homes have ever been at, as far back as I have this data. Well, hold on. In July 2025, there are 4,1205. Okay, I apologize. July 2025 was ever so slightly higher, ever so slightly higher. But the point remains that it looks pretty good. That was higher than June. June 2025 was 405 and change. We're now up to 412 and change. And so it's looking like we will see four bedroom homes with some sort of an increase. Will it be a 4% increase? We're not trending to that point yet. Okay. So this one's very interesting. I'm leaning towards that I will not hit this one, because the 4% increase on four-bedroom homes at the moment, even though we've gotten some positive momentum, we've had month-over-month price increases on the median sales price for every month since March. A 4% increase year-over-year, right now we're not trending for that, so we'll have to wait and see. I am 50-50 on this one. I could see it going either way, because obviously... You, just like I said, this war is obviously the war that we're in the middle of right now, is a huge wild card, has been a huge wild card for the entire year. If it were to end in some good, positive way for the United States, that could really completely change the second half of this year as well, in a different direction, right? We could see rates come way down. We could see buyer activity shoot way up. We don't know. It's a lot of question marks, but just based on what's currently happening with that final one, I'm kind of 50-50. If the status quo remained for the end of the year with the way the market is right now, I could see that going either way. So hopefully that was interesting. Hopefully that was useful in some way for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Stan McCune. This is my podcast, Selling Greenville. You can find all my contact information in the show notes. If you need a realtor for any of your real estate needs here in the Greenville, South Carolina market, just a reminder to like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. Just support the show in that way. Leave a little comment. Tell me if you disagree with any of my bold predictions or disagree with my methodology. How about that? If you want to do anything like that, knock yourself out. I'll respond to your comment. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I appreciate everyone. We will talk again next time.